Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Brock High School, Randy Gatula, Clara Heller with you as we get set for the second half of our basketball doubleheader. Next, the boys' game, the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Freeman Falcons. Clara, you had a chance to talk to Coach Lucas Dollinghouse a little bit. What did he say about tonight's ball game?
Well, I asked him how he felt after the conference win this past Saturday. He said he's feeling pretty good. Hoping that shooting comes back, and if it does, it should be a good night, and the game should go all right. Then I asked about how Freeman was and what the biggest challenge is going to be. Coach Dollinghouse said Freeman has good defense, and they'll be in Johnson Brock's face. They need to be ready to take care of the ball and be ready to shoot.
Well, Johnson Brock stands at 19-0 on the season. They actually have 27 straight wins dating back to last year's state championship season where they finished with 8 wins in a row. They're coming off of a stressful overtime win over Tri-County. They had to get an overtime win 38-35. That was in the Pioneer Conference Championship Saturday night out in Southern. Their opponent tonight, the Freeman Falcons, well, they're having a pretty good season. They stand at 14-4. Coach Jim McLaughlin's squad has proven they can play with anybody in southeast Nebraska. Of those 4 losses, 2 of those are to Auburn, and we all know how strong Auburn is. The other 2 losses were a close one to Fillmore Central, and they lost early in the season to McCool Junction. So this is a 14-4 boys team that could be very dangerous here as Johnson Brock puts their 19-0 season record on the line. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this boys' game. First of all, for the Freeman Falcons, coached, as we said, by Jim McLaughlin, 14-4 on the year. He'll go with Easton Buss. Buss is 5'10 and a sophomore. Hudson Petroski. Petroski, a 5'11 junior. Peyton Jennings. Jennings, 6'2 and a senior. Owen Buss is a 5'8 sophomore. And Kobe Mahler rounds out their starting five. He is a 6'2 senior. Clara, let's take a look at the Johnson Brock starters.
Now for Coach Lucas Dollinghouse, up first, number 3, Sloan Pelican. He's a 5'9 senior. Camden Dollinghouse wears number 5. He's a 6'2 junior. Brody Kaler, number 11. He's a 6'2 sophomore. Cason Dollinghouse, a 6'2 junior, number 13. And Leighton Barron, number 30, a 6-foot senior.
Here's maybe a little bit of a surprise for our listeners. We just got a scoring update from Auburn. Lincoln Lutheran has defeated the Auburn girls tonight. The final score, Lincoln Lutheran 48, Auburn 42. So the Lincoln Lutheran girls coming down here and getting a win over the Auburn girls tonight, 48-42. That game being played at Auburn. I think I've got a final score from Fall City, too. John Nixon is down in Fall City on KTNC tonight. And a win tonight for Fall City over HTRS in the girls' contest, 43-35. Fall City over HTRS. That game heard tonight over on KTNC, our sister station. John is standing by there with the boys' varsity game. They're probably underway already at Fall City. Right now we're going to step aside for a one-minute timeout. We'll take a one-minute break here, and then we'll be back with the start of the boys' varsity contest. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock's Drive.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
sub-districts get underway, and we will have live coverage on both Sunny 101.3 and KTNC of the girls' sub-districts, games airing on Tuesday night and Thursday night of next week. We can't tell you just yet who we'll be covering or where. Very good chance we'll have Johnson Brock's girls on. And then on Friday night, we'll have the final regular season games of the boys' season. We'll wrap it up with coverage. Fall City will be hosting Fairbury on KTNC. John Nixon will have that. I'll be traveling to Nebraska City with the Sacred Heart Boys as they take on Nebraska City Lords. That's on Friday, February 16th. That Sacred Heart Lords game will be heard live here on Sunny 101.3. Well, Clara Heller, we've got a dandy ball game on tap here. Your thoughts on this one?
Well, this Johnson Brock team put up a lot of points. They've been really good passing offensively. Struggled a little bit in the conference game to get some points up on the board, but as Coach Schollinghouse says, they've been working on that in practice. Going to take on this tough Freeman defensive team.
I know you've been covering them here on Strive TV throughout the season, so you've had a better look at them probably than I have, but I've done three or four of their games out on the road, and what I see is at times they kind of live and die by the three here. Very few teams have three as pure of three-point shooters as the Dollinghouse Twins here and Brody Kaler. Any one of those three could go off on you for five or six three-pointers. And if you start concentrating on these three, Sloan Pelican will step out. He'll do a step back, and he'll pop a three on you. So they can knock the threes down. And, boy, when it's raining threes, Johnson Brock is going to be tough to play with. Jumping in is Colby Muller, a 6'2 senior. He'll step into the center circle for Freeman. He'll jump it up against Brody Kaler, a 6'2 sophomore. The official steps in. Here's the tip, and we're underway. Kaler easily controls the tip and tips the ball back to Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse looks at a man-to-man defense into the corner. Kaysen Dollinghouse for three. Got it. That didn't take long. Kaysen Dollinghouse nailed a three before we're underway here. Only about 10 seconds into this thing. All right. 3-0. Johnson Brock with the early lead. Freeman with the basketball on the near side. Hudson Petrosky on the dribble. Around to the corner. There's a three from the corner. Up and good by Easton Buss. Buss answers quickly with a three of his own, and we're tied at three apiece in the opening minute here at Johnson. Johnson Brock's basketball. Kaysen Dollinghouse up to Sloan Pelican. Pelican between the rings picks up the dribble. He needs help. Comes to Camden Dollinghouse against the man-to-man defense. On the right side in the corner, Leighton Behrens with the dribble. Goes down to Sloan Pelican. Pelican lost his dribble, needs help. Up top again it comes to Behrens. Behrens to Camden Dollinghouse on the near side. Over to Kaysen. A cross-court pass to the right elbow. Here's Pelican. Open look three from the left side. Just wide of the mark to the left, and the rebound to Hudson Petrosky. Petrosky will push the ball down court quickly for Freeman. Has it stolen away by Dollinghouse. Grab right back up. In the paint to the corner right side. There's a long three up and good. Nailing the three is Colby Muller. Back-to-back threes on two trips down for Freeman. And it's 6-3. Freeman is up by three. 6.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. On the right wing, handling the ball, Kaysen Dollinghouse feeds it to the corner. Brody Kaler hit the shot from down there, but they say he traveled before putting up the shot. Turnover gives the basketball back once again to the Freeman Falcons. Our buddy Dalton Knippelmeyer down here on the floor taking some pictures. He's joined us for a more than one broadcast. With the basketball into four quarters, Hudson Petrosky, lob pass, Petrosky couldn't handle it. It got away off his fingertips, went out of bounds, and the basketball will belong to Johnson Brock. My name is Randy Gatula, describing your play-by-play. Pleased to have Clara Heller from Johnson Brock Strive TV joining me tonight for the broadcast here on Sunny. Sloan Pelican driving layup, got it, and he's fouled. Boy, you don't want to step in front of Sloan Pelican. That's like hit in front of a bowling ball coming after the pins. Pelican went right through the defense, laid it in, got the basket, and drew the foul. He'll go to the line to shoot the end one.
They're going to put that foul on number 5, Hudson Petrosky. His first personal foul, first team foul, first foul of the game.
Pelican's free throw is up and good. He ties it up. We're tied at 6 apiece. 6 minutes to play. We've gotten 2 minutes into this ball game. Here come the Falcons. Petrosky handles the ball. Hudson, a cross-court pass to Owen Buss. Now to the near side, Easton Buss, back to Owen. Owen Bus, Easton Bus, playing catch with the top of the key. Baller in the corner right side. Back around to Bus it comes. From the left corner, a long three is up and off, no good. Here's a struggle for the rebound, and what are we going to have? I think we had a jump ball called by one official. I think the other's going to say no, a foul's going to be called on Johnson Brock.
Yeah, they're going to call that foul a reach-in on number 11, Brody Taylor. First team foul and personal foul here for the Eagles.
Freeman's basketball to the top of the key. It comes to the near side. Hayden Jennings with the ball across to Bus. Owen Bus now with the ball. Across Easton Bus. Easton tries to penetrate in the lane. Can't get there. Owen Bus for three. Got it. Owen Bus nailed a three. And that's three threes here already. Freeman kind of taking Johnson Brock's pace from their playbook. And they put up three threes to take a 9-6 lead. Kaysen Dollinghouse goes into Behrens. Behrens gets taken down. Kaysen for three off, no good. A big collision on the baseline in the lane. Now, let's see how they rule this one. Both players went to the floor, and the official's going to report to the scorer's table. That's going to go against Johnson Brock. Let's see who they put that one on. That might be Kaler's second personal, if it is.
I think they put that on Camden Dollinghouse. That'll be his first personal foul. Two team fouls now for Johnson.
All right, 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 9-6. Freeman with a three-point lead. The Falcons with the basketball near side, Easton Bus. Bus gives it up to Kobe Mahler into the corner right side. That's Hayden Jennings with the ball. Now Easton Bus with the basketball to Hudson Petroski. Petroski backs it back out between the rings to reset the offense. Bounce pass goes deep into the corner. In traffic, moving toward the bucket. Here's a three from the left corner that's up and off. No good. Rebound comes down in the corner to Kobe Mahler. He clears it back out top to Owen Bus at the top of the key. Easton Bus for three right side. It's off, no good. This time the rebound to Brody Kaler. No, the ball touched the support. That's out of bounds. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. 4:23 to play. Here in the first quarter, 9-6 your score. Freeman with the early lead in the ball game, and into forecourt, Kaysen Dollinghouse. Pass to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden, top of the key. Brody Kaler for three. Nope. And the rebound comes down to Freeman. Out of there with the ball is Hudson Petroski. Down court quickly to the corner left side. Back to Petroski. Driving layup. Petroski under the basket in traffic. Puts it up. No. Kaler takes away the rebound. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. Now, Kaler went high in the air and got that rebound. I think they're going to tag Brody for a foul on this one. I'm going to wait till they put it up, but I would not be surprised if that goes on, doesn't go on Brody Kaler. They still haven't posted it. I'll have you pick that up in a minute here. It'll be Freeman's basketball. Who's it on?
It's going to be on Kaysen Dollinghouse, his first personal foul. Three team fouls here for Johnson.
Okay, Brody Kaler with a lucky break there. I was afraid he had a second personal. Freeman with the basketball, leading 9-6, trying to get something going. This is Mahler. Mahler knocks the defender to the floor. Leighton Behrens got taken down. Behrens hits that one and blocked the shot. Here comes Brody Kaler. Camden Dollinghouse laying up and off. No good. Can't get it. Kaler battles for the rebound. Gets it around to Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse takes it in for a driving lay-in. Up and good. Camden Dollinghouse on the lay-in. That got the Johnson Brock student section up on their feet down here. 9-8, the lead is one for Freeman. 3 minutes, 19 seconds to go, first quarter. Hudson Petroski hands the ball off to Easton Bus. Bus lost the handle on it and went over the backboard. Out of bounds, it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Who says a student section can't have an impact on a game here? They're having some fun down here to our right, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely all riled up with the girls' game, and now carrying that energy over here to this
end of forecourt. On the left side, the pass comes. Camden Dollinghouse picks it up. Leighton Behrens down to the right wing. Chase Van Winkle's in the ballgame now for Johnson Brock. Here's Kaysen Dollinghouse taking it all the way for a layup. He got the basket, and he's fouled. Kaysen Dollinghouse, a good aggressive move to the hoop. Took it in, laid it off the glass, got the bucket, and drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one.
That foul is going to be on number one, Easton Bus. His first personal foul, two team fouls now for the Falcons.
10-9, Johnson Brock with the lead. Their first lead of the ballgame up by one. Kaysen Dollinghouse, yes, at the line for the and one. Free throw is up and good. Dollinghouse now with 6 points. And it's 11-9. Johnson Brock with their first lead of the basketball game. 2:52 to play here in the first quarter. Vitrosky into forecourt. Finds Colby Mahler in the corner right side. Johnson Brock out here in a man-to-man defense now. Van Winkle chasing after Easton Buss. Buss can't get to the basket. Flips it out to the top of the key into the corner on the right side it comes. Vitrosky across court pass. Here comes Mahler in traffic. Big collision. Lay-in up and good. Boy, that was a nice move by Colby Mahler. He had defenders all over him and still found a way to get that ball up and put it in the hoop. We're tied at 11 apiece. 2:21 to go here in the first quarter. All tied up. Chase Van Winkle found a seam to the left side, falling down, lost the handle on it. The rebound comes down into the corner. Camden Dollinghouse up top to Kasich. In the ballgame now is Austin Meyer. Here's a shot from the right side. Camden Dollinghouse. Camden with his second bucket. He's got 4 points, and the lead is back to Johnson Brock now 13-11 at the two-minute mark to go here in the first quarter at Johnson. Vitrosky with the basketball to the near side. Comes over to Trevor Reed, who came in off the bench. Hudson Vitrosky under the basket left side. Mahler for three, top of the key, off the rim, bounces around, and the rebound comes out here to the right side again to Easton Buss. Buss backs it out, gives it up to Mahler. Colby Mahler just holds the ball, guarding him is Austin Meyer now. Meyer stays with Mahler. He tries to back in. Pitches the ball out here to Vitrosky on the right wing. Now Vitrosky with a shot up over Meyer. Can't get it. Rebound brought down and cleared out under the basket by Brody Kaler. Kaler off to Camden Dollinghouse. A minute 15 to go in the first quarter. 13-11. Johnson Brock up by two. Kasich Dollinghouse tried to get to the bucket. Couldn't get there. Good defense by Owen Buss. Back to the top of the key. Camden Dollinghouse finds Brody Kaler. Kaler gives to Chase Van Winkle. Inside it goes to Kaler. We got a foul away from the ball here. Let's see what they're going to say. I think this is going to go on Freeman. Easton Buss, maybe? Yes. I think
yes.
So.
Yes, that'll be his second personal foul. Third team foul here for Freeman.
All right, 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Long down court pass into backcourt. They get it back to Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse to the right side to Van Winkle. Van Winkle at the top of the key around to Kaler. Kaler left wing, Camden Dollinghouse. Now Austin Meyer handles the ball. Gives to Sloan Pelican. Pelican at the free throw line to the left wing, Van Winkle. Van Winkle had an open look, didn't go for it. Goes back to Kaler. 39 seconds to play. Kaler spin move. Oh, what a nice move to the basket for Brody Kaler. His first basket of the evening there as he put it up. 29 seconds to go. 15-11. Johnson Brock up by four. Hudson Vitrosky slows thing down here now. Van Winkle comes out. Brody Kaler is on Vitrosky defensively. 15 seconds to go. Vitrosky holding the ball inside the midcourt circle, 15-11, Johnson Brock with a four-point lead. Now they run with it, Hayden Jennings to the corner, left side, Vitrosky. Back to the top of the key again it comes. Trevor Reed, here's a shot from the corner for three, off no good. After one quarter, Johnson Brock on top here, 15-11.
Well, we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock Drive.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Co. also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
It'll be Freeman's basketball as we move into second quarter action. Johnson Brock up 15-11. Here's Freeman running their offense against a man-to-man defense by the Eagles. With the dribble on the ball is Owen Buss. He comes to the near side to Petroski. Hudson Petroski backs it out onto the left elbow. Now a little spin move working against Brody Kaler. Flips the ball into the corner down deep on the left side. Driving baseline. Brody Kaler with the block shot. Down court. They tried to get it to Cason Dollinghouse. And kind of a blown fast break opportunity there. Dollinghouse was behind the coverage. Great defense by Brody Kaler as Kaler went up and blocked that shot by Easton Buss on the left side baseline. 15-11. Johnson Brock still by 4. Here come the Falcons with the basketball. Working it around the outside perimeter. Buss handles it on the left wing. Now with the basketball, that's Owen Buss. Backs it out to the top of the key. Buss working his way in the paint to the near side to Hayden Jennings. Now Jennings between the legs dribble both sides down to Mahler in the left corner. Out it comes to Easton Buss, top of the key on the near side on the wing to Jennings. They just keep working it around the outside perimeter. Now Mahler. Mahler tries to go against Leighton Behrens, and we're going to have a foul called, I think, on Leighton here.
Yeah, that'll be his first personal foul. It'll be the first team foul of the quarter for Johnson Brock.
6:57 to play, second quarter, 15-11. Johnson Brock up by 4. Basketball will belong to the Falcons. In the girls' game earlier tonight, Johnson Brock's girls got back on the winning side of things here. They defeated Freeman 49-38 in the first half of our doubleheader. Here's Petroski backing in over the shoulder. Shot doesn't go. Fast break going down all the way for the driving layup. Brody Kayla. Oh, and they're going to get Kayla for an offensive foul. He was high in the air, got the lay-in, came down on top of the defender who stepped in under him. And he undercut and called for the personal. Well, that's Brody's second personal, team foul number 2 on Johnson Brock. Am I wrong? They put that on 30? That was Brody Kaler that just went in for the layup for the offensive foul. What on earth is that about? Well, I know what I saw there, so maybe they'll change it in a minute. All right, with the ball on the top of the key is Mahler. They give it back to the corner right side. Here's a 3 that's off the glass. Doesn't go. And the rebound is brought down and cleared out by Van Winkle. Van Winkle's going to be called for a triple. I may have to back up on what I saw. Brody Kaler went in for a layup, got the basket, landed on top of the defender. They blew the whistle and pointed at him. But it looks like, well, no, that can't be right either. They couldn't have put it on Leighton Behrens or it would be his second personal. I think they just didn't post that one on Kaler. 6:23 to go here in the second quarter, 15-11. Johnson Brock up by 4. Easton Buss has the basketball. Van Winkle comes out to pick him up defensively. Under the basket, turnaround, spin move. Nice shot up and good by Owen Buss. Buss has 5 points in the ballgame now for Freeman, and it's a 2-point Johnson Brock lead, 15-13. Eagles led by 4 at the end of the quarter, 15-11. Sloan Pelican has the basketball, goes to Leighton Behrens. Long 3, Dollinghouse missed everything. Camden Dollinghouse there for the rebound, does a good job of flipping the ball out to Sloan Pelican, who gives it right back to Camden. Camden to Pelican in the corner, inside Behrens. Somebody came up and made contact with Behrens. This foul is going to go against the Freeman Falcons.
I believe that's going to be on number 25, Trevor Reed. No, they're going to call that on Colby Mahler, number 31. First team foul here in the quarter.
We're not doing a very good job of guessing these, are we? Ball got away out of bounds, touch last by Leighton Behrens.
And the score right now currently with 5:34 left to go, 15-13, Johnson Brock with the lead.
5:34 to play here in the first half, second quarter. Freeman with a chance to tie or take the lead with a 2 or a 3 this trip down. This is Easton Buss with the basketball that comes to the near side. Hayden Jennings handles it. Jennings feeds inside to Owen Buss from the corner, a long 3, in and out, no good. Sloan Pelican has the rebound. Pelican with the defensive board. He'll bring the ball up court himself and give it to Camden Dollinghouse on the left wing. Now Chase Van Winkle handles the basketball. Van Winkle right side, Pelican. Pelican for 3, off no good. Rebound Leighton Behrens. Follow shot, partially blocked. Brock. Kason Dollinghouse, rebound. Camden Dollinghouse, three, off the front of the rim, no. Johnson Brock with four opportunities that trip. Came up empty-handed. It's still 15-13, a two-point Johnson Brock lead. Dribbling in for a driving layup, trying to put it up is Hayden Jennings. A whistle and a foul. Jennings will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots for Freeman.
That foul is going to be called on Leighton Barron. That'll be his second personal foul, third team foul here for the Eagles.
So at the free throw line, Hayden Jennings. He has not scored yet tonight. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and off the back of the iron. Rimmed out of there and won't go for you. He'll have another shot coming. Austin Meyer back onto the floor now for Johnson Brock. Hayden Gravatt also checking into the lineup for the Eagles. 4:50 to play here in the second quarter. 15-13. Johnson Brock up by two. Second free throw for Hayden Jennings is up. It's good. He got it. It's a one-point ball game. What do we have here? A sub checking back into the lineup now. Hudson Petroski back onto the floor. Petroski comes in to replace Hayden Jennings, I believe. 15-14, Johnson Brock, a single-point lead with 4:45 to go in the first half. With the basketball, Garrison Bowie, and here's a long three, knocked to the floor after he put the three up, was Kason Dollinghouse. No whistle. Dollinghouse's shot off the mark and the rebound to Freeman. Here come the Falcons. Petroski goes to the left corner with it, top of the circle. Easton Buss over and back. Buss couldn't control the pass, lost it over the midcourt line. It'll give it right back to Johnson Brock. So we've got Hayden Gravatt on the floor, Austin Meyer, Kason Dollinghouse, Camden Dollinghouse, and Garrison Bowie. That's the five on the floor right now for Johnson Brock. 4:23 to go, first half. Bowie tries to move toward the lane of reach-in foul. Is going to be called. Oh, no. An offensive foul? Boy, I'm not doing a very good job of guessing these. That foul was completely away from the ball on Camden Dollinghouse that trip.
He's going to be subbed out here. That's his second personal foul, four team fouls now for the Eagles.
Already four team fouls on Johnson Brock with 4:20 to go here in the quarter. Good chance that Freeman's going to be shooting some free throws. Petroski hands the ball off to Easton Buss. Buss working against Gravatt. Can't get to the bucket. Gives it up to the top of the key. The Glanz is in the lineup now. Glanz feeds to the left elbow. Backing it out again is Buss in traffic. Buss going to travel. Oh, he did not travel. Got rid of the basketball in time. Out to Petroski. Hudson Petroski against Bowie. Lost his balance. Fell to the floor. He traveled. He just lost his footing. Petroski slipping and falling there on the left side of the basket.
Well, we've got 3:52 left to go here in the half. Your score 15-14. Eagles leading by one.
Gravatt on the dribble across the timeline. Looks to the right side to Sloan Pelican, who's back in the ballgame. Pelican finds Kason Dollinghouse. Again to Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt, 5'9 senior, handling the ball up top to Austin Meyer. Meyer is it to Bowie. A lot of subs on the floor here now for Johnson Brock. Some fresh legs out there. Here's Meyer for a long three. Bingo! Whoa, how about that? Austin Meyer launched the three from way out behind the three-point arc. That was an NBA distance three by Austin Meyer. It's 18-14. Johnson Brock by four. Here's a three that's short. Rebound follow shot. Petroski. Johnny on the spot there. Hudson Petroski was waiting for that missed three-pointer. Looked like a heck of a pass is what it turned into. He just caught the ball but missed everything and laid it off the glass. 18-16. The lead is two for Johnson Brock after Petroski's basket. Gravatt with the dribble. This is Gravatt in the paint. Up top to Meyer. Off to Pelican on the right wing. Pelican, one dribble. Finds Kason Dollinghouse. Left side. It comes to Bowie. Bowie tries to work to the left side baseline. He gets trapped underneath. Clears it back to the top of the key to Meyer. Around it goes to Pelican. Pelican, spin move, driving layup. Couldn't get it, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Sloan Pelican. Well, that is the 15th foul. We won't be shooting, of course, because it's a player control offensive foul on Sloan Pelican. But that is five team fouls, so the next foul is committed. Freeman will be shooting two. Clock is down to 2:34 to play in the first half. 18-16, Johnson Brock up by two. This has been a battle here so far between these two ball teams. two very good boys basketball teams here in southeast Nebraska. With the ball is Hayden Jennings. Jennings working one-on-one against Kaysen Dollinghouse. Here's a long three that's off the iron. Kaysen Dollinghouse has the rebound. Gets the ball out to Gravatt into forecourt. Left side in the corner, Bowie. Gravatt almost lost a handle on it. Dribbles away from the defender. Works around to the top of the key. Gravatt needs help. Coming up is Kaysen Dollinghouse on the right elbow. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Austin Meyer goes to Sloan Pelican. Now to Bowie with the basketball. Garrison Bowie. To Gravatt. Here's a three. Kaysen Dollinghouse got it. Kaysen Dollinghouse, his second three-pointer of the night. And he has, let's add him up here, 9 points in the ballgame now. On the right side, handling the basketball, that's Kobe Mahler. A cross-court pass to the far side. It goes. Hayden Jennings feeds up top to Petroski. Hudson just holds the ball for a minute. Now Bowie comes out to challenge him. Clock down to 1:25 to go in the first half. 21-16. The lead is 5. Here's a long three from the corner. Up and good. Easton Buss with his second three-pointer of the night. And the 5'10 sophomore has 6 points in the ballgame. That pulls Freeman back to within 2, 21-19, with 1:05 to go here in the second quarter. In traffic, Bowie, Garrison Bowie, kicks it back out to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Now to Gravatt in the corner. Bowie finds Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen tries to take it as a drive to the basket. We'll have a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Freeman Falcons.
They're going to call that on number 5, Hudson Petroski, his second personal foul, second team foul here for Freeman.
54 seconds left to play here in this first half. 21-19, Johnson Brock clinging to a two-point lead. Kaysen Dollinghouse, back three from the corner, chases it down, got his own rebound, follow layup, couldn't get it, and we're going to have a blocking foul. Kaysen Dollinghouse is shaken up. He's on the floor and been injured. Let's hope he's okay here. And Kaysen Dollinghouse was fouled as he went in for the driving layup. He's going to be at the line to shoot two shots for Johnson Brock with 47 seconds to play here in the first half. Kaysen Dollinghouse trying to walk it off. May have caught a shot below the belt there. And he'll be at the free throw line to shoot two shots. 47 seconds showing on the game clock to play here in the first half. 21-19. A two-point Johnson Brock lead. Who's the foul on?
That's going to be on Kobe Mahler. That'll be his second personal foul, third team foul here for Freeman.
The player just collided as he went in. Nothing flagrant there on the part of Kobe Mahler. They just ran into one another as Kaysen Dollinghouse tried to go in for the driving layup. Dollinghouse trying to walk off the injury here a little bit before they'll let him step to the line. They're wiping up some perspiration on the baseline. Gives him a chance to catch his breath here just a little bit. 21-19. Johnson Brock trying to get to the halftime intermission here if they can with a lead in this ball game. They're up right now by 2. Dollinghouse shooting 2 shots. He's 1-for-1 from the line so far tonight. Has 9 points. This one is in and out of there. Another opportunity coming for Kaysen. Back onto the floor, Hudson Petroski checks in for Freeman in to replace Trevor Reed, who sets down. And now Kaysen Dollinghouse ready for his second free throw attempt. Dollinghouse looks to the basket, launches the second shot. It's up, and this one is good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, and he's in double figures, has 10 points in the ballgame for Johnson Brock.
Your score is currently 22-19, less than 45 seconds left to go. And Chase Van Winkle back in the game for the Eagles.
All right, Petroski with the ball to the top of the key. Comes to Mahler with it. Kobe Mahler holds it for a moment. Flips it to the left wing to Hayden Jennings. Jennings, near side pass to Owen Buss. Owen Buss backs it out near the top of the key with 25 seconds to go. It's a three-point Johnson Brock lead. Freeman's going to just be settling to play for the final shot here. As we get close to halftime, be sure and be with us for our halftime show. We'll take a look at the first half scoring for you. 10 seconds to go. Now they move to the right side. Petroski gives the ball to Easton Buss. Back it comes to Buss. He goes around Pelican. Buss with a shot that's up and off. No good. A whistle and a foul. We're going to shoot 2 free throws with 3.3 seconds to play here. Let's see who this one's on.
I believe this is going to be on Garrison Bowie. It'll be his first personal foul, 15 foul here for the Eagles.
At the line, the first free throw is up and off, no good for Easton Buss. Easton has 6 points. on a pair of trays here. Host of subs checking in here now for Johnson and Brock. Valley back on the floor. The two Dollinghouses back out there. Kaler's on the floor along with Sloan Pelican. Now checking in for Freeman, not to take any chances. Aiden Glanz, a 6'5 junior, back on the floor. At the line, Easton Buss, the second of two free throws coming up. Shot is up and got it. Hit the front of the rim and dropped. Now we got a sub in here for Freeman. Back on the floor, True Jurgens making his first appearance in the game. 3.3 seconds to go here. Johnson Brock will have a chance to try and throw it in. Down court, Dollinghouse midcourt. Launches a shot at the buzzer. Couldn't quite get it to go. And at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles with the lead.
Well, it's halftime. Our score is 22-20. Johnson Brock leading by two. We'll step aside for a two-minute break and be back with a halftime scoring recap. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and watching on Johnson Brock Drive.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gaber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, tonight's halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now, here's Brandy with a look at the first half numbers.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Clara. At the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles, a slim two-point lead, 22-20. Over the Freeman Falcons, let's look at the individual numbers for Freeman. Easton Buss leads the way with 7 points. Owen Buss has 5. Colby Mahler also with 5 points. Hudson Petroski with 2. And Hayden Jennings added 1. From the free throw line, Freeman went 2 out of 4. At the line. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, Kason Dollinghouse leads the way. He's in double figures with 10 points. 4 points at the half for Camden Dollinghouse. 3 each for Sloan Pelican and Austin Meyer. And Brody Kaler has 2 for Johnson Brock's total of 22. Free throw shooting, Johnson Brock made 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. 3 of 4 at the charity stripe. Score by quarter, Johnson Brock led by 4 after one period, 15-11. They're up by 2 at halftime, 20-20. Johnson Brock with the lead.
Well, our halftime show this evening has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
All right, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout here, then update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and by then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock's Strive TV.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 35 tonight. Under clear skies, winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 56. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, slight chance for isolated showers. Lows dip down to about 29. More clouds than sun and dry, Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the mid-40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Freeman Falcons. Our halftime score, Johnson Brock 22 and Freeman 20. In the girls varsity game completed earlier this evening, Johnson Brock got the win, improving their record now to 19-2. They got the win over Freeman. The final was 49-38. Johnson Brock with the win. Some other scores around the area we have to share with you here. The Auburn boys are leading Lincoln Lutheran after one quarter in Auburn. 16-12 the score there. In Fall City at halftime, the HTRS boys are leading Fall City 30-17. HTRS is up. That game being heard live right now over on our sister station, KTNC. Don't forget, this coming Friday night, 1 week from tomorrow night, that will be the final regular season game for the boys. John Nixon will have the Fairbury Jeffs at Fall City. That will be on KTNC. Here on Sunny 101.3, a week from tomorrow night, I will be in Nebraska City, the Sacred Heart Irish, facing the North Central Catholic Knights. That'll be Friday night, 1 week from tomorrow night, here on Sunny 101.3. And, of course, Tuesday and Thursday of this coming week, we will have live coverage of girls' sub-district games around southeast Nebraska here. We can't announce yet where we will be or when. We do know on KTNC we'll have the Pawnee City game and the Sacred Heart game. So those will be coming from the Rowe Activity Center. John's going to have those on KTNC. Here on Sunny, we'll be announcing that. Just watch my Facebook page or the Sunny Facebook page, and we'll let you know where we're going to be on Tuesday. We move to live action now. Johnson Brock with the basketball. On the right side, in the corner for three, Brody Kaler. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound cleared away under the basket by Hayden Jennings. All the way into the corner. Vetrosky feeds it deep, baseline right side. Back to Vetrosky. Missed the lay-in underneath. He had the uncontested lay-in. Rebound brought down by Leighton Behrens. Outlet pass to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse comes up to Brody Kaler. Looking for the cutter, Cason Dollinghouse. Now Sloan Pelican with the ball, top of the key. Again to Cason Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse to Pelican on the left wing. The cutter inside. There's Brody Kaler. The floater's up. Couldn't get it. It wouldn't fall. Rebound comes down to Vetrosky into forecourt with the basketball. Hudson Vetrosky with the dribble. Kaler picks him up defensively. Into the corner. Driving lay-in up off the rim. Won't go for Easton Buss and the rebound to Cason Dollinghouse. We've played a minute. Nobody has scored here in this third quarter. Still 22-20. Johnson Brock up by two. Camden Dollinghouse gives up to Brody Kaler. Back it comes to Camden. Camden has the ball stripped away and stolen. Nice shot by Vetrosky to get the steal and then got rid of the ball without traveling. That was some pretty fine defense there by Hudson Vetrosky for Freeman. Vetrosky goes inside the paint, flips it to the corner, deep baseline left side. Hayden Jennings handles the ball up top to Easton Buss. Here comes Vetrosky working against Sloan Pelican, trying to get to the basket. Into the corner, long three, right side up and off, no good. Kaler high in the air for the rebound. Brody Kaler comes down with the defensive board. He'll bring the basketball into forecourt and set the offense. Gives to Camden Dollinghouse. Now Cason Dollinghouse. Oh, what a pass. Cason Dollinghouse got it off to Behrens. Behrens couldn't finish. Ball is loose. Leighton Behrens on the floor hanging on to it. Timeout taking Johnson Brock to preserve the possession.
Well, let's step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock Drive.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, we've played nearly 2 minutes of scoreless basketball here in the third quarter. Our score remains 22-20. That's where we were at halftime. We have 6:08 to play in the third quarter. Johnson Brock's basketball. Camden Dollinghouse feeds to the corner to Brody Kaler on the left side of the basket. Top of the key comes to Cason Dollinghouse. Gives off to Camden. Camden for three off the back iron and the rebound taken away by Easton Buss. Johnson Brock has had some good looks here, not able to get them fall from three-point range. Vetrosky handles the ball. Hudson tries to go in the paint. Spin move under the paint. Lay up off, no good. Rebound Kaler. Boy, Brody Kaler is having a night on the defensive boards rebounding here. Brody Kaler with the basketball on the left side. Feeds it inside to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Ball knocked away from him. Picked up by Brody Taylor. Then a reach-in foul. A whistle and a foul.
They're going to call that on Brody Taylor, I believe.
Wait a minute here. There's some confusion. No, they're pointing the foul on Camden. Camden Dollinghouse. I'm not sure where that came from. That was interesting. Brody Kaler was over there, the one battling after the ball. Camden Dollinghouse picks up his third personal. He will leave the ball game and set out into replacing Van Winkle. There's a good job defensively. Ball is loose on the floor. Zatrosky comes out of there with it somehow and gets it back up to Easton Buss. Now Mahler makes a move to the basket, and I think we're going to have a reach-in perhaps on Pelican here. Let's see.
Yeah, that'll be on Stallone Pelican. That'll be his second personal foul, second team foul here for Johnson Brock.
Two quick team fouls of the quarter on the Eagles. 5:08 to play third quarter. Still no score this period. 22-20. That's where we were at halftime. Leighton Barron's kind of embarrassed himself, fell down, got up quickly. Hope nobody saw that. Top of the key, Petrosky with the ball. Backs between the rings, works against Barron's. Barron's not going to give him any ground. Leighton Barron's not about to get muscled out of there. Here's a steal by Kaler. Kaler with a feed to Kaysen Dollinghouse, laying up and good. Brody Kaler with the steal and the assist. Kaysen Dollinghouse with the basket. 24-20, that's our first 2 points of the quarter. Falling to the floor, the ball goes to Kaler on the right side. Beats it back to the left wing now. Easton Buss for three. Short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen down court. Van Winkle up to Pelican. Back to Kaysen it comes. Kaysen flips to the corner. Kaler for three. It's off. No good. Rebound, Barron's. No. Taken away. Easton Buss gets the loose basketball on the defensive board. 4 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Third quarter, 24-20. Johnson by four. Timeout taken by the Freeman Falcons.
We score currently 24-20. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Thrive Broadcasting.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Clara Heller back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. Our presenting sponsor tonight is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska for parts, sales, and service. Stop by and see Bruna Implement Company in Humboldt. All right, 4:12 to go here in the third quarter, 24-20, only 2 points scored in this third period. Those 2 points put in by Kaysen Dollinghouse just a minute ago after the steal by Brody Kaler. Kaler with a great assist getting it to him for the lay-in. All right, Freeman will have the basketball. We return to live action. Clock running down to the four-minute mark now. This is Trevor Reed with the basketball at the top of the circle. Reed to the near side to Owen Buss. Right back to Reed again. Into the corner right side, Easton Buss. Trevor Reed. They just pass it between Easton Buss, Owen Buss, and Trevor Reed. Now Easton tried to get to the bucket on the baseline right side. Can't get there. Johnson Brock student section getting into it. Long three up and good. Easton Buss answered that one very quickly as he nailed a three from the right elbow to make it a one-point basketball game. 24-23, Johnson Brock up by one. Eagles with the ball, running a weave at the top of the key. Sloan Pelican gives it inside, moving to the hoop. A little floater is put up, off, won't go for Kaysen Dollinghouse. That's got to be a shooting foul, doesn't it, Clara?
I believe so, but they're going to call that on Easton Buss. That'll be his third personal foul, first team foul here for the Falcons.
So at the free throw line, Kaysen Dollinghouse shooting two shots. He has 12 points so far tonight. Free throw is up and good. Kaysen has now hit 3 out of 4 from the free throw line on the night, has 13 points. That puts Johnson Brock back up by 2.
And we've got a sub in here, Hayden Jennings for Easton Buss, and Austin Meyer in here for Leighton Barron.
All right. Thank you, Clara. Cason Dollinghouse ready for his second free throw. It's on the way up and good. He got them both. So now Cason with 14 points for Johnson Brock. The lead is back to 3 at 26-23 with 3:15 to play in the third quarter. This is Owen Buss with the ball. Bounce pass goes over to Colby Mauer. Mauer holds it a minute. Again finds Owen. Sloan Pelican comes out to pick Owen Buss up. Now Vetrosky goes inside the paint, working against Meyer. Flips it out to the corner for a long three. That's up and good. Hitting the three is Trevor Reed, his first bucket of the night. And that ties us up at 26 apiece. Brody Kaler off the Sloan Pelican. Pelican hands up to Van Winkle. Van Winkle, nope, step on the baseline. It'll be over and back. And a turnover for Johnson Brock. So now Freeman, after trailing for quite some time here, I think the last time they led was 9-6 early in the ballgame. Now with 2:46 to go in the third quarter, a chance for Freeman to take the lead once again. We're all tied at 26 apiece. With the ball is Hudson Petrosky with the dribble. Gives it to Colby Mauer. Now Mauer holds the basketball, works to the right side of the lane at the free throw line on the left wing. Owen Buss inside the paint. Mauer for three from the corner. It's off no good, but the rebound comes down to Freeman. Owen Buss gets the basketball. He's trapped in the corner. Timeout taken by Freeman to preserve the possession.
Now we'll take a 30-second break here. 2:25 left to go in this third quarter. You're listening here to the Saints on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Rock Drive.
Did you know February is American Heart Month? This is Sandy Bradley from Nemaha County Hospital's Cardiac Rehab Department. I want to remind you to take time to show your heart some love this February. Be sure to schedule a proactive checkup, choose heart-healthy foods low in saturated fat, and get moving. Any activity that gets your heart pumping is better than none. These small steps can make a big difference, and it is never too late to begin making lifestyle changes to improve your cardiac health and overall well-being. Join Nemaha County Hospital in raising awareness to keep you and your family healthy.
Sunny 101.3.
Scoreboard here at Johnson Brock High School shows 2:25 to play in the third stanza. We're tied at 26 apiece. Freeman will have the basketball. They'll inbound it in their own forecourt on the far side. They're moving from our right to left, from north to south. Driving underneath, Petrosky laying up. Got it. Nice move to the basket. Hudson Petrosky, his second bucket of the night. He has 4 points now in the ballgame and is 28-26. Freeman up by two. Austin Meyer with the ball to Chase Van Winkle. Into the corner. This is Brody Kaler. Finds Sloan Pelican. Left side. Cason Dollinghouse takes it in, driving layup. They fouled him on the floor before he could get to the layup. Actually, if you think about it, that's a pretty smart foul there because he had a sure thing on the layup if they don't get him fouled.
Yep. That foul's going to be on number five, Hudson Petrosky, his third personal foul. Second team foul for the Falcons.
There's a three for Brody Kaler from the top of the key. Got it. Brody Kaler's first three of the night, and it was an NBA three. He was 6 feet outside the top of the arc when he launched that one. 29-28. The lead goes back to Johnson Brock. Now we got a whistle and a foul on the far side. Going to be called on the Eagles.
I believe that's going to be on number four, Austin Meyer, his first personal foul. Three team fouls now for Johnson Brock.
Not a shooting foul. It happened on the floor over there. Let's see. Here we've got new sub on the floor, Aiden Glanz, the 6'5 junior, back on. Meyer's going to sit out. Who replaced Meyer? Gravett?
Late. Barron.
Okay. Aiden Gravett's on the floor now, too, I think, for Johnson Brock. Inbound into the corner. They work it around to the top of the key. With the dribble comes Trevor Reed. Reed beats it to the right side. Owen Buss backs it out. Works against Gravett. Buss in the paint. Can't get there. Flips it out onto the wing to Aiden Jennings. Around the horn it goes to the corner. Handling the ball down deep is Glanz, the big man. Now again, a spin move in traffic. Buss, fall away shot. Buss short off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to Kaler. Brody Kaler gives it up to Bowie, who's in the lineup. Garrison Bowie, 6 foot junior, handling the ball. Goes to Cason Dollinghouse. Cason driving layup. Oh, couldn't get it. Looked like Cason had a sure two on the drive in. All right, here's a steal back the other way. Comes Freeman with the basketball. Trevor Reed to the near side. Owen Buss holds the ball. 29-28. Johnson Brock up by one with 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. backing out onto the right elbow, across court pass to the near side, Trevor Reed. Reed goes all the way for a driving lay-in, up and good. Nice move by Trevor Reed. He's got 5 points, all of them here in the third quarter. The lead back to Freeman, 30-29 with 27 seconds to go in the quarter. Bowie with the basketball, gives it up top to the right side, Kason Dollinghouse. Kason looks to Kaler at the top of the key. 15 seconds to go here. In traffic, Behrens kicks it back to the top of the key to Brody Kaler. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Brody Kaler, he'll move with it at 6. Kaler almost has it dribbled away. Long three from the corner. Got it! Nailing the three is Garrison Bowie. Boy, that was a sweet shot there by Bowie, the 6-foot junior, to nail it just as a buzzer beater puts Johnson Brock up 32-30 here at the end of the third quarter.
Well, we'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, Freeman versus Johnson Brock on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock's Drive.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Preston Petrosky with the basketball in the paint, driving for a lay-in up. He got it and he's fouled. Hudson Petrosky on the opening seconds here took it in, got the lay-in, drew the foul. He's tied the ball game. He'll be at the line for the and one to try and give Freeman the lead here in the opening seconds of this fourth quarter.
That foul is going to be on number 11, Brody Kaler. This is his second personal foul, first team foul here for Johnson.
Free throw is up and off, no good. Rebound to Kason Dollinghouse. He'll come down and set the offense. We're tied to 32 apiece. We've played three quarters and we haven't settled a thing. This is Sloan Pelican with the ball. There's a long three. Camden Dollinghouse, rebound. Kaler, follow shot, put back up and good. Brody Kaler just kind of hanging out under the basket. He's got 7 points with Johnson Brock back up by two, 34-32. Hey, these Freeman Falcons won't go away. They just keep hanging around. Johnson Brock here at home can't put them away. Driving lay-in up and good by Hudson Petrosky. The junior has 8 points in the ball game. We're tied once again at 34, 7:09 to go in the ball game. Clary, you get the feeling this could just right come down to the buzzer. Here's a steal and a driving lay-in up and good by Hayden Jennings. His first field goal of the night. Jennings with 3 points and now Freeman with a 2-point lead. If you're watching this one on Johnson Brock Strive TV, hope you're enjoying it as much as we're enjoying bringing the game to you tonight. Here's a driving layup moving toward the basket. Camden Dollinghouse, he's going to be fouled, but they're going to say it's not a shooting foul, apparently. Must have been on the floor. Hope you're enjoying being able to see the broadcast as well as listen to it here on Sunny 101.3. You know, Claire, that kind of challenges us to get it exactly right here. We better call it like it is, haven't we?
Yeah.
Brody Kaler with the ball to Pelican in the corner on the left side. Folks can be a judge of whether what we tell them all year on the radio is accurate or not here tonight because they can watch what's going on. To the left side, the pass goes to Brody Kaler. Up to Kason Dollinghouse, top of the key. It's a man-to-man defense for Freeman. To the near side, Sloan Pelican gets the pass. Finds Brody Kaler, who backs out and picks up his dribble. Now Brody needs some help. Oh, nice feed underneath to Kason Dollinghouse. He got the basket and is fouled. That was a great job by Brody Kaler to find Kason Dollinghouse with the feed for the lay-in. He'll have the assist, and now Kason will be at the line for the and one.
What an aggressive play here from both teams. They're going to call that foul on number 31, Colby Mahler.
will be the third personal foul, second team foul here for the Falcons.
Score all tied up at 36 apiece with Kaysen's lay-in. He can give Johnson Rock the lead if he can make the end one. Kaysen Dollinghouse, free throw is up. It's good. He hit it. Dollinghouse hits the free throw, and it's back to a Johnson Brock one-point lead. 6 minutes, 15 seconds to go. 37-36, Johnson Brock up by one. This is Easton Buss with the dribble. Man-to-man defense by Johnson Brock. Gets the Kobe Waller across to the right side. Easton Buss kicks to the corner, deep in the corner on the right wing. Hayden Jennings back up top. Owen Buss gets it inside. Ball tipped away nicely by Camden Dollinghouse, but Camden touched it last. That was some pretty heads-up defense out there by Camden.
Yeah, and this gym thundering with the student section on the Johnson team. A lot of anticipation here for the end of this game. About 5:55 left to go here. 37-36, a one-point lead from Johnson Brock.
Lob pass into Easton Buss between the rings, top of the circle, to the left wing. Handling the ball, that's Hayden Jennings. Jennings deep to the corner. Owen Buss trying to work against Pelican, not getting anywhere. Pelican steps over and cuts off Easton Buss before he can get to the basket. Now driving on the baseline around Behrens. Ball is loose. Rebound brought down by Leighton Behrens. Shot was put up. Behrens was there to get the defensive board. Johnson Brock with a one-point lead and the basketball. 5:27 to go in the ballgame. Kaysen Dollinghouse to the left side. Camden Dollinghouse. Top of the key, Leighton Behrens. Across court it goes. Brody Kaler. Kaler finds Camden Dollinghouse. He holds the ball for a moment, gives to Kaysen. Kaysen picked up on the switch on the man-to-man defense. Sloan Pelican faked the three there for a minute. Camden Dollinghouse driving layup. Couldn't get it, but the ball goes out of bounds, and it goes off the Freeman defender. Over there battling for that rebound for the Falcons was Owen Buss, and when he came down with the basketball, it went out of bounds off his leg. All right, Garrison Bowie back onto the floor. Bowie in now, going to give Leighton Behrens a breather. Lob pass top of the key to Brody Kaler. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. 5 minutes to play. Johnson Brock is up by one, 37-36. Brody Kaler feeds to Camden Dollinghouse on the right side. Camden wants to hold. There's an offensive foul on Camden Dollinghouse. Well, it wasn't exactly a flop, but... Might want to try out for drama. I don't know, Harry. Foul is going to go on Dollinghouse. That's his fourth, by the way.
Two team fouls now for Johnson Brock. Camden Dollinghouse got to be careful here. He's out. In for him is Leighton Behrens again.
37-36. Johnson Brock clinging to a one-point lead here with 4:40 to play in the ballgame. Left wing with the ball is Trevor Reed. Gives it up top to Baller. Baller comes over to Hayden Jennings with the pass. Now Owen Buss. Corner right side, that's Baller. Baller wants to go into the paint. Can't get to the basket. Long three from the corner, up and off, no good. And the rebound brought down by Leighton Behrens. Boy, Behrens is a warrior under there. He battles for those defensive boards. He knows his role, and Leighton Behrens performs it well on the boards.
Yeah, he has 72 rebounds on the season, 3.8 rebounds a game.
Here's Valley for three. It's short. Rebound out of bounds off of Freeman. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he got it wrong. Now he corrects himself. I was going to say, that clearly went off of Freeman, and the official got confused and pointed the other way. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball, Sloan Pelican. I thought Lucas Dollinghouse was going to have a stroke over there on that one. Inbound the pass. Kaler in the paint. Shot is up. Just short off the front of the rim. Got his own rebound. Follow shot is up. He got it. Staying with it is Brody Kaler, fighting and battling under there to get it down. It's a three-point Johnson Brock lead, 39-36. Under 4 minutes to go in the ballgame, 3:45. Hope you're enjoying this one. Oh, here's a reach in trying to knock the ball away was Brody Kaler. He's going to get tagged for the personal now. He's going to have four fouls, as does Camden Dollinghouse, and fouls becoming an issue here now for Johnson Brock late in the ballgame. Into the contest comes Chase Van Winkle, Hayden Gravatt also in, so Kaler sets out. Brody Kaler's got four, Camden Dollinghouse has four. Freeman's basketball under their own bucket to lob it into the top of the key to Easton Buss. Easton Buss to the right side. Hayden Jennings right back up top to Buss. Now Petroski with the ball. Works against her back. Flips it to the corner right side. They had an open look for three. Didn't take it. Trying to penetrate. Driving layup. Ball tipped away into the corner. Grabbing it up is Easton Buss. You hear the defense clapping here for Johnson Brock. On the corner, Buss inside, backs in, layup. No, that was Petroski. Couldn't get it at Hudson. Petroski is going to be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots here for the Freeman Falcons with 3:16 to play in the ballgame. Johnson Brock up by three.
They're going to call that foul on number two, Hayden Gravatt. His first personal foul, four team fouls here for the Eagles.
Petroski shooting two. First one is up. Oh, no good. Hudson Petroski, 0 for 2 from the line tonight. He has 8 points, all of those coming from the field. All right, Brody Kaler back onto the floor. Camden Dollinghouse back onto the floor, along with Kason Dollinghouse, Garrison Bowie, and Sloan Pelican. Those are the five that are on the floor for Johnson Brock. Second free throw coming up for Hudson Petroski. Shot is on the way. It's good. He got that one to fall. And now the lead is down to two at 39-37 with 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the basketball game here at Johnson. My name is Randy Gatula, describing the play-by-play, sitting alongside Clara Heller. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast, both here on Sunny and on Scribe TV tonight. With the ball is Brody Kaler. Kaler with a spin move to the near side, Kason Dollinghouse. Kason Dollinghouse goes in for a driving layup. He will be fouled. He'll be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. That was a pretty sweet move there by Kason. He gets up a little bit gimpy on that baseline, limping just a little bit. As he got up, I think he lost his footing and slipped. Now they're bringing out a towel to kind of wipe up the perspiration. We got a whole host of subs getting ready to come in here. They must start to play a little offense defense, maybe. Like Behrens is going to come back into the game. Chase Van Winkle is going to be back onto the floor, as is Hayden Gravatt. At the free throw line is going to be Kason Dollinghouse. He'll be shooting two shots with 3 minutes to play. And his team, the Johnson Brock Eagles, up by two, 39-37. Dollinghouse has made 5 out of 6 from the line so far tonight. Has 17 points in the ballgame. The first one is up and good. Now 6 out of 7 from the line.
And that foul is on Hayden Dunning. His first personal foul, 3 team fouls here for Freeman.
That's their third team foul. So they still have a foul to give before they will put Johnson Brock to the line. All right, Kason Dollinghouse ready for the second free throw. He'll try and put his team up by 4 here, a 2-possession lead. And he does. He hit them both. Kason Dollinghouse, 6'2 junior, drilled them both. It's 41-37. Johnson Brock with a 4-point lead. Perfect season on the record on the line here. They are 19-0 coming into this one, trying to get win number 20. Freeman trying to change all that with the basketball on the right elbow. The Falcons have the ball. Hudson Petroski into the corner, left side, Easton Buss. Buss in the paint, underneath, baseline, right side, laying up and good. Easton Buss with a great assist, getting the ball to Trevor Reed for the easy two. Johnson Brock's lead trimmed to 2 now, 41-39, 2 minutes, 25 seconds to go. Handling the ball is Hayden Gravatt. We've got a timeout taken on the floor.
And we'll be back after 30 seconds. He scores 41-39. 2:23 left to go here in the fourth on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock Drive.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Sunny 101.3.
Presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna's Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
That wonderful voice you hear to my left is Clara Heller. Clara is a sophomore here at Johnson Brock High School. She's part of the very fine Johnson Brock Broadcasting Strive TV that they put together here. Their video streaming. Tara Sudheit is their sponsor. A real pleasure tonight to be working with Clara Heller and providing audio for their video stream. Here we go, 2:20 to go in the ballgame. Johnson Brock up by two. 41-39. Kason Dollinghouse lost the dribble. He needs help. Fits it up to Camden Dollinghouse. Just saved it from going over the center line. Every possession is so critical at this juncture of the ball game with 2 minutes to go. Kason Dollinghouse gives it up to the right side. Sloan Pelican. Now they're just killing it. Oh, Pelican has the ball stripped away with the steal. Trevor Reed lost his footing. Fell to the floor. Johnson Brock got it back. What a break there for the Eagles. Trevor Reed just lost his footing and fell to the floor. There must have been a wet spot of perspiration down there. Looked like he had a sure thing for a lay-in for the tie. Couldn't get it, and now Johnson Brock with a two-point lead has the ball. A minute 35 to go in the ballgame. Camden Dollinghouse with the dribble. Dollinghouse feeds to the right side. A reach-in foul is going to be called. We pause for a minute, get our picture taken. Reaching foul is going to be called. You missed it, Claire. What, are you watching the game?
Yeah.
Okay. Basketball is going to walk to Johnson Brock with a minute 31 to go. The Eagles up by two. They came by with a camera to take Claire and my picture, and Claire's watching the ball game, of all things.
Well, that foul is going to be on number 14, Hayden Jennings, his second personal foul. Fourth team foul here for Freeman.
So the next foul will put Johnson Brock at the line. Here's Brody Kaler bringing it across the line, being harassed by Hayden Jennings. Kaler gives it over to Kason Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, fall-away jumper. Look, doesn't get it. Rebound, Brody Kaler, follow shot up and good. Brody Kaler was there for the rebound and the putback. Makes it 43-39. The lead is four now for Johnson Brock. And we're going to have another. Oh, now, wait a minute. The officials are looking at one another. Was there a timeout called, or it doesn't appear that they're going to take a timeout. I'm not sure why the officials stopped play there. Just to allow the defenders to get in? That's strange. All right, here we go. 1:11 to go on the clock. It's running. A four-point Johnson Brock lead. Freeman with the basketball into forecourt, sending the offense. Hayden Jennings gives to the left side. This is Easton Buss with the basketball. Defending against Buss. Buss wanted to feed to Vitoski, couldn't. Top of the key. Long three is up and good. Hitting the three is Trevor Reed. Nailed the three. The lead is one. It's 43-42. Less than a minute to play in the ballgame. 47 seconds. Chase Van Winkle across the timeline into forecourt. Timeout on the floor with 45.6 seconds to go. 43-42. Johnson Brock up by one. They will have the basketball when we return on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock Broadcasting.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. 45.6 seconds left to play in regulation. Johnson Brock clinging to a one-point lead, 43-42, after that huge three-pointer by Trevor Reed for Freeman just a moment ago. Johnson Brock had a four-point lead there, under a minute to play. Now the Eagles need to run some time here. They get it inbound. It comes into Camden Dollinghouse, and he's going to be fouled immediately. The foul is going to be on Trevor Reed. So now it becomes a free throw shooting contest, Clara.
Yeah.
At the free throw line, do you have any free throw percentages here on Dollinghouse? Camden
for
Dollinghouse.
Camden Dollinghouse. He is 83% from the free throw line.
All right, an 83% free throw shooter. None bigger than these two. Up and good. Camden Dollinghouse now with 5 points. That's his first free throw of the night and his first point, uncharacteristically, for Camden Dollinghouse here in the second half. That puts the lead back to two, 44-42. 43.9 seconds to play. Camden Dollinghouse, second free throw. It's on the way. It's up. It's good also. Just cool as a cucumber. He dropped them both in, and that gives Johnson Brock a three-point advantage. Here come the Freeman Falcons. Down by three, 45-42. 35 seconds on the clock. Hudson Petrosky beats it to the left side. Easton Brock to the corner. Back up to the corner baseline. Right side it goes. They give the ball to Hayden Jennings. Jennings finds Kobe Muller with it. Hand the ball to Hayden Jennings. Petrosky stands between the rings. 15 seconds to go. They need a three to tie this. A two doesn't do them any good. Johnson Brock knows that. They don't have to protect against a two. Timeout's going to be taken by the Freeman Falcons.
We'll take a quick 30-second break. Stay with us right here on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock Drive.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's set the stage for you. 10.2 seconds left to play in regulation. The score, 45-42. Johnson Brock with a three-point lead. When play is resumed, the Freeman Falcons will have the basketball. They will play it in forecourt on the side in front of the Freeman basket. They're playing to the south basket to our left. They'll inbound it off the west side, just to the left of the scorer's table. Inbounding the pass will be Hayden Jennings. They need a three for a tie to try and force overtime. Jennings has the ball stolen away by Brody Kaler. Kaler dribbles it out. Kaler takes it in for the slam dunk. He got it. Brody Kaler made the steal and the dunk. Put it down, and suddenly it's a five-point lead. The buzzer sounds. There's the ball game, and Johnson Brock with a huge win tonight. They keep the win streak alive. The Eagles win it. Your final score, Johnson Brock 47 and Freeman 42. Brody Kaler with the heroics in the final seconds made the steal, took it in for the driving slam dunk on the baseline to give Johnson Brock a five-point win. What a finish. Johnson Brock keeps their undefeated season alive. They move to 20-0 on the year. They've now won 28 ball games in a row, dating back to last year's state championship season. Don't you dare go away. We want you to stay with us for our post-game show. Claire and I will be back and share some numbers with you after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock's Strive TV.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Harmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska. The fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School.
Our post-game show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City.
stop by to see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
All right, let's take a look at the final numbers here. First of all, for the Freeman Falcons, they had two players in double figures. Easton Buss finished with 10. Trevor Reed also had 10 points. 9 for Hudson Petroski. 5 points for Owen Buss. Kobe Muller finished with 5. And Hayden Jennings with 3 for their total of 42. The Falcons went just 1 of 3 in the second half from the free throw line for the game. They finished 3 out of 7 in free throws. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, two players in double figures. Kaysen Dollinghouse led the way tonight with 19 points in the basketball game. Brody Kaler had 13, none bigger than the steal of the final two there at the buzzer. He had 13 to be in doubles. Camden Dollinghouse finished with 6 tonight. And Sloan Pelican had 3, Austin Meyer had 3, and Garrison Bowie with 3 for Johnson Brock's total of 47. Clara, listen to this. In the second half, Johnson Brock went a perfect 7-for-7 from the free throw line. They finished the game hitting 10 out of 11 at the line. Who says free throws can't win ball games? So, 47-42, your final. The score by quarters, Johnson Brock led after one quarter, 15-11. They were up by 2 at halftime, 22-20. After three quarters, still led by 2, 32-30 was your third quarter score, and then went on for that squeaker to get the win, 47-42. With the win, Johnson Brock improves their season record to 20-0 on the year. The loss drops Freeman's record to 14-5 on the season. Now, help me out here, Claire. As I understand it, I believe there's a boy-girl doubleheader tomorrow night with HTRS here at
yep.
Johnson Brock. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. So that's what's coming up, Johnson Brock fans. Your Eagles will be at home again tonight. We do have a final from Fall City, the Fall City and HTRS boys game. Fall City with the win, 53-49 over HTRS. So HTRS is going to maybe come in here out of a loss to Fall City as they get set to face the 20-0 Johnson Brock Eagles. We want to pass along that girls' final score again tonight in our first half of our doubleheader. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles with the win, 49-38 over the Freeman Falcons. We want to remind you, we'll have live coverage of girls sub-district action coming up both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC this coming Tuesday and Thursday. On Friday night, we'll have the final regular season games. John Nixon will be in Fall City when the Fairbury Jeffs come to town. That's on KTNC. I'll be traveling to Nebraska City Lords with the Sacred Heart Irish. That'll be a week from tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. Clara, it's been a real pleasure having you with us here tonight. Your thoughts on the final thoughts on the end of this one?
Oh, it was a tough game for the Eagles, but like Coach Dollinghouse said, they've been practicing, putting up points. That ending there, though, really got the crowd going. Beautiful ending by Brody Kaler, put up a lot of points today. Just a great game overall. Well, this post-game scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City, where you're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha ArmConnect. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future. Let's protect it.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Clara Heller here at Johnson Brock and Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you tonight with the final score, the Johnson Brock Eagles 47 and the Freeman Falcons 42. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock's Strive TV.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.